It's the Andy Summers Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
Moms and dads, if you have a very handsome, very eligible son in the house, well, hopefully he's out of the house by now, but it doesn't matter. We have the perfect girl for him, our assistant producer, Shannon.
Yay! We're trying to find Shannon some love, and we thought a great opportunity to do this would be to hook up Shannon with a guy who wants to come and be her date for the anniversary show. You know, Tim McGraw, Russell Dickerson, Love's in the Air. A lot of XTU Nation. When we used to have tons of ticket runs because the only way you could get tickets was to win them, a lot of couples were made at those. And then a lot of babies were made because of those couples. Yeah. So it's like, it's a generational thing. It's kind of tradition that the XTU anniversary show just breeds love and babies, which is great. So this is what's in your future, Shannon. How do you feel about that? Shannon's microphone is not on, though, so we won't hear her. There we go. How do you feel about that?
I'm ready to take it slow. I think I can wait on the babies for now.
All right. Sorry.
Well, fine, well, then.
Sorry,
XTU. Why are we even doing this, then? I'm just kidding. So we have some questions for you. In the meantime, you can certainly go to our website, check out the Andy Summers Show page at 925x2.com, or if you want to, right now, text Shannon to 215-263-6700, and you will get a link to that page, and then you will find out how you can sign your son up for this. Right. Guys, we don't want to hear from you. We want your moms to kind of sell you. So if you're interested in Shannon, get your mom on board here. And you guys could be walking away big winners because, Shannon, you are quite the prize, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Catch.
Let's learn a little bit more about Shannon, though. So we decided to do Shannon's date night, this or that. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Burger or salad?
Burger.
What about the guy?
Burger, too, I think.
What does it say about a guy if you order a burger and he orders a salad?
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah, that's breaking up right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Football or football?
Football. Even better if he's a Liverpool fan, too.
Okay. Shout out to Liverpool. Dave, do you want to do some of these?
I do, thank you. Stilettos or sneaks?
Sneaks, so I can run. Away.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think is going to happen?
I'm
always ready to run, yes.
All right. Tomorrow is National Cheesesteak Day, so in honor of that, Jim, as in G-Y-M, or Jim's, as in steaks.
Jim's, absolutely.
Jim's.
You're not offended. Going to a gym.
That's even a question.
All right. Pickup truck or sports car?
Sports car.
Ooh, all right. Hair up or hair down?
Down.
Yeah.
When it's clean, up when it's dirty.
Are you going on a date with dirty hair?
No.
Okay.
Then
so that's a good sign that you're not quite interested if you showed up.
Yeah. All right. I'll wash my hair for the date.
Book or movie?
Movie.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Hiking or hammock?
Hammock.
Bungee jumping or merry-go-round?
Bungee jump.
Ooh.
Risk taker.
I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see it. All right. Wine or beer?
Both.
Yeah!
Lake or beach?
Beach.
St. Valentine's Day or St. Paddy's Day?
St. Paddy's Day.
There you go.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, surf or turf?
Surf.
Grilled or fried?
Fried. All the time.
Selfie or group photo?
A group photo.
Okay. Yeah. Kardashians or the History Channel?
Okay, that one is so hard to answer because I don't want to say the Kardashians. But
that's really what your answer is.
It's never going to be the History Channel.
Phone call or FaceTime?
Phone call.
Oh, I didn't see that coming from someone in their 20s. Yeah.
I don't always have makeup on. My hair's dirty, you know?
I look at my kids. When my kids use their phones, they're always FaceTiming their friends, but my son never even looks at it. So he'll put the phone down, so it's looking at the ceiling, and that's how he talks
to his
buddies.
But it's still FaceTime.
It's still FaceTime, right, because they don't understand why would you talk to someone without it being,
having a picture. So we're impressed you even know the difference, Shannon. That's
Bravo.
Good.
Shoes on or shoes off in the house?
Shoes off, slippers on.
Oh, wow.
There's a curveball. Plan ahead or wing it?
I wish I could wing it, but I need to plan ahead.
Right. Tom Holland or Pete Davidson?
Okay. So,
this is another
hear
one.
Me out.
This is big because we know that you love using Pete Davidson.
Yeah, one's clean, one's not.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pete is the guy that you date before you settle down with Tom Holland. And At the end of the day, Zendaya is a very hard ex-girlfriend to follow.
That is true.
Okay.
But Tom Holland's so cute, and
he's so cute.
And he's British.
There and he's go. Spider-Man.
I don't think Spider-Man. I even knew that he was British. Is he really?
Is he?
Oh, yeah. What?
Le British.
He does a great job of.
Is that what he sounds like? It. Donnie doing
it? Le British.
That is exactly how
and
he
sounds. I'm Tom Holland, and I'm Spider-Man.
Hi, it's Tom Holland over here.
That's better. Folks.
Crikey.
That's more like it, yeah.
Where's the Gators?
Put some shrimp on the barbie.
No. No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.